This thing we're talking about tonight sometimes gets confused with what we say when we talk about our values. But values are defined by cultures, and they're defined differently by different cultures. They're taught and handed on from one generation to the next. But values can change, even in our own lives. What may have been very important to us at one time no longer is, or things that used to be not such a high value in our life become greater value because of a different experience that we have had. And it's not conscience. Conscience is formed over time through the discernment of values, of course, that we learn, but also through our lived experiences. Conscience is something that while it guides our life decisions, it's affected when values change, when experiences change, when the situation changes. And it's different than the law. Laws may certainly reflect values or a community's collective conscience, but we know that laws are fluid. Courts, legislatures, families, even the church sometimes changes the laws by which we live, right? So what we're talking about tonight is something greater than law, more formative than values, more effective than conscience. Well, what we're talking about is this voice that lies within us, so deep and so secure that there's nothing in the world that can affect it or change it. Moses said that it's not too mysterious or remote for us. It's not up in the sky or across the sea that we have to go searching for it. It is already in our hearts and in our mouths. It's the same voice that led the Samaritan man in the parable to go beyond the laws of his time, touch deeper than the values of which he had been formed, spoke louder than his very conscience would take him. Scholars and saints call it the universe and inescapable voice, the mind of God, the keen awareness of the divine. But no matter what we call it, someone is talking to us. And that one is God. It is the voice through which everything was created, the Word. The voice of the one who is before all things, holds all things together, Paul says, speaking to us in spite of what our laws might say is legal or not, beyond the echo of any value system of any time or particular culture, greater than sometimes our gullible and susceptible conscience. The voice of God is in us. What a world we could exist in. What a church we could be a part of. What a community we could form. What a family we could create if we just listened to that voice, abided by that voice, tended to that voice of God within us.